Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late connecting here. Welcome to the show tonight. It's Tuesday time, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys. Anyway, tonight is all about manifesting, meditation, making things happen, and, you know, I've got some wonderful people that I have in my life. I want to share that with you guys who are really creating a life on purpose. And what does that mean, you know, a life on purpose, and using the angels to do that? A life on purpose means that they're really consciously creating, co-creating with their, you know, their creator, their higher power, their higher part of themselves. They're also really asking for guidance and manifesting things really quickly. And I'm super excited to be a part, you know, of all that. And let me share with you guys a story tonight. I think will inspire and motivate you all. I have a really good friend of mine. She and I have been friends for years. And she decided to finally leave her job, and she's wanted to do angel work and metaphysical work, spiritual work for years. And she's done it on the side. But she gets really caught up with her life, as we all do. And so now she just resigned her job today. As of the 17th, she goes, I'm going to throw myself into doing this work, and she's going to be able to work with angel coaches, which I'm super excited about. And she's going to be a healer, a teacher and healer, which she already is. And so, and she works with Archangel Michael. So I am really glad to be a part of all, you know, her co-creating and living her life on purpose. And I said, well, talk to me. What made you decide to do that? And she said, three. She goes, three. I was really, really struggling. And she said, with all this stuff that I do on a daily basis and not having time and living a mundane life. And she goes, and I know that I'm supposed to do more and be more. And she goes, I'm taking a chance. And she goes, I admire you. You're an entrepreneur, and you do what you love and love what you do, and I want to do the same thing. I said, well, great. Join us. So, you know, we have a whole program here at Angel Coaches that we plug people in when they're ready to make that change and want to work, you know, in the healing fields and the healing arts. And we've got a lot of new angel coaches that are jumping on board. So just give you guys a heads up about that. And I asked her, what is your favorite angel to work with? And she says, I always work with Archangel Michael. And I go, I love Archangel Michael because, and pardon me if you hear my dogs in the background, they're play fighting. They don't really fight. But she says, I love Archangel Michael because he helps with life purpose. And she goes, and I've always asked for his help. And so she goes, sometimes instead of asking for his help, it's better to do, ask and then do. And she goes, and I said, it takes guts. And she says, well, I'm looking, taking a step forward. And instead of just living and saying I want to do something, I'm actually following it up with action. I was like, wow, that takes guts. So, guys, share with you about Archangel Michael because he's one of our most people's favorite angels. But he helps you with life purpose. He also helps you with and getting yours out there, helping you discover yours and working on it with you. And really, all you have to do is ask for Archangel Michael's help. Okay, I always think it's better to ask for his help when you're calm and centered. But, people have asked for his help when they're in fearful situations because he's great there too as well. So if you're in a fearful situation, if you need some help, Michael is there with you, okay? So he helps you with your life purpose, discovering what it is, how to define it more, and those kind of things. So that's one thing that he does. He also gives you strength and courage. And how important is that? Have you ever felt fearful? I remember hearing a story from a client that she goes, I was in a bad dream. And she goes, I called on Michael, and all of a sudden I felt his wings. I felt his arms sweep me up, and he said, I am Michael. So she was and she says it was a bad dream. You know, she goes, I don't know if it was just a dream or if it was something really real, but she goes, he helped me. And I said, how did he help you? She goes, all I did was say, Michael, help me. And he helped her and pulled her out of the situation. So he gives you courage, and he gives you strength. And he also helps you with manifesting, making things happen. And there's nothing like making things happen quick. You know what I mean? I'd rather have it sooner rather than later. And what Michael does is he helps you get it done quick. And he also helps you with worthiness and self-esteem. And one of the things that I recognize with Michael, he's all about strength, stay motivated, taking care of yourself. I mean, look at Michael as, you know, he helps with your physical body, your spiritual body, and your emotional one. And what do I mean by that? With some people that really use Michael, and I'm one of them, that to help me stay strong. Because Michael helps you stay motivated. And when you do this work, okay, or when you do any kind of work, you have to take care of your physical body. Because when you take care of your physical body, you get things done quicker and easier. And so, you know, when I'm doing marathons, because I'm a runner, and I just started that about a little over a year ago, and ran 5Ks, ran my first half marathon, and now I'm getting ready to run a full marathon. And a lot of the new coaches that are coming on are exercising because we believe in a mind-body-spirit connection. You can ask Michael to help you stay motivated. You can ask Michael to help you with your body, okay, your physical body, and help you stay on track. You can ask Michael to help you have more energy, okay, because that's so, so very important. He's a do-all great angel to have. He's also great for protection. Okay, so if you're out there, the other night I was really feeling a little, I was in a place where I didn't feel that it was the safest place for me to be, and I had gotten lost, and I said, Michael, can you help me find a place, you know, get me back home, and, you know, so I just relaxed, plugged in the address and, you know, my GPS, because everybody has GPSs on their phone or, you know, in the cars, or they can buy one. And I was out in a place for, you know, not too much longer, where, you know, I felt safe and secure, and I knew Michael was watching me. So does that happen all the time where you can ask Michael for anything and feel confident? Yeah, you can, okay? But one of the things that Michael was telling me today when I was meditating, he goes, make sure you ask these people when you're, or people, or these souls, sorry, that when they're talking to me, to make sure that I help them with their worthiness and self-esteem. Because sometimes we're so used to feeling a certain way, we're so used to feeling bad, or, you know, not as, you know, in touch with our, you know, with our reality, or, you know, what does that mean? Our reality is we're in work, and we're supposed to be doing certain things, and we're taking care of clients, customers, or book work, and yet we're thinking how bad we did something yesterday, or how we're not good enough for a mate, or we're not a good parent, or we're not a good mate, or something. He said, really ask them to, before anything, ask them to say, thank you for helping me with my worthiness and my self-esteem. Because, you know, we always, I think our self-esteem really suffers a lot, you know, here, and, you know, with people, because we're trained to think that we're not enough sometimes, you know, with our parents, with school, or whatever, you know. And Michael says, you are more than enough, and I want to show you that. He says, before you ask me for anything, ask me to help you with worthiness, self-esteem, and then you're going to be more willing to hear all about your life purpose. But can you imagine, okay, and think about this for a second, can you imagine, and hey, what's my life purpose, and you feel like you're not good enough, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend just had a fight with you, and you feel like, wow, don't let me mess this up, or wow, I'm not. They don't care about me anymore. And how willing would you be? How able would you be, or open to listening about what your life purpose is to be a great dad or a great mom, or to be a great teacher, be a great healer, to be whatever that you are here to be. But when you tap into the divine, and Michael helps you do that, then you realize what your soul's talents are. Okay, and that's always better when you have better self-worth, self-esteem. So. Those are a couple of things there, too, as well. He also helps you, as I said, with protection. And then he helps you with energy and vitality. So if you're feeling tired, right, man, I was feeling so tired today, but I just got there, you know, feeling, you know, having issues with my sinuses. And I said, can you give me energy? And I said, let me change that. I said, can you help my brain or my mind control my body more where I feel like I have more energy? So maybe instead of asking the question, will you give me more energy, ask him to help you control your mind, because your mind can control your body. You just have to teach it. And you just say, can you show me how to teach my mind to control my body? And so that I have more energy, I have more vitality. So that's something there, too, to remember. So a couple things. First of all, recapping, self-esteem is important, okay? So ask for more self-esteem and, you know, and ask for more worthiness before you ask for anything else. Then ask for protection, because he'll pull you out of the deepest situations, the most challenging ones. And you're going to, and you'll feel safe. As I said, I told you about a client slash friend who was in a really bad dream, and Michael pulled her out of it, and she was able to move ahead. She goes up the swing and his arms around me. And so that right there is super important to do. You know, some people get really, really creative. He also helps, one thing he's helping, I help with manifesting too as well. So thank him for helping you, and thank you, and say thank you for bringing me out of the situation, and thank you for helping me with this too as well. You can get really creative, calling him in, you know, when you're in trouble, you feel, or you feel challenged. And he said, so you can, you know, quiet meditation in the morning, ask for his help for the whole day, because he helps protect you against negative energy, helps you stay motivated, helps you stay grounded. And he said, I will help you with your diet, I will help you with your exercise, and I will help you get the results in your body that you're looking for, your physical, spiritual, and emotional body, but especially your physical body. And he said that, you know, that's important, because when you take care of yourself physically, then the rest will fall into place. So he said, and this is something that I'm going to say this one more time. One of the things that he said, instead of asking me to give you energy, he goes, why don't you ask me to give you, help make your mind strong so it can control your body, okay? So how cool is that? Anyway, any kind of candle, if you want to get creative in the morning time and you have your meditation space, he says, I like any kind of candle, a white candle is really good. I prefer that, but any will work. And it goes in to say, hey, thank you, Michael, for helping me. And if you want to pour out your heart and what you're looking for spirit releasement, for protection, for motivation, he goes, just say, just put those prayers out to me. And he goes, and I will hear them. Okay? So that's a little bit about Michael and how you can call on him and make sure that you thank him. Because he's saying, thanking me is always important. And I think sometimes we forget about that. And that's something that I think is important to do. My dogs were quiet. I'm sorry. I had to listen and make sure they were okay. I'm trying to think, give you another story, too. I have a friend of mine that was having a difficult time at a job. And she said, how did Michael help you? She goes, well, she said, I want to share this with you. She goes, I had somebody that was really negative around me, and she goes, negative really energy really hurt to you guys when we were around it. And she said, I felt like I was having to listen to their verbal vomit, and I needed help. And she goes, I asked Michael to help me. And she goes, because I was so angry, and I didn't want to hear about it anymore. So what happened was I prayed about it all week and did meditations with a white candle. And she had a special place set up in her home for him. And that was her favorite angel, as it is with a lot of us. And she said, I said, please take the situation away from me. And she goes, the next day, or after the weekend, this was on Friday. Yeah, I'm looking at the notes here. Saturday and Sunday. So when she went into work on Monday, the guy that worked in the cubicle next to her had gotten moved. And she's like, wow, he'd been there forever. And now he was gone. So that's kind of cool, too, as well. So just share with you that. Michael also says, start your day with affirmations. And that's something that we are doing with a few of us women. We meet on Tuesday and Thursday over the phone and talk about how we're taking care of our physical, spiritual bodies and our goals. And one of the things is that one of the young ladies had suggested affirmations. And when I got off the phone, You know, we give daily affirmations, each one of us does a day. Michael said that is a great way to start your days with affirmations. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, so if you have affirmations, you don't have time to meditate, or if you meditate, add an affirmation with it. And where can you look for one? You can go and find one on, on the website, or you can go and look for one online somewhere. But an affirmation is a great one. There was a great one I heard the other day. Today is better than yesterday. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then Brooke sent us one today, and hopefully I will get to listen to her as well. But your affirmations are important. That's what he's saying, because it sets you up for prosperity. Okay. And he said, and it sets you up when you start your day with an affirmation. He said it sets you up for believing in yourself and for help, asking for my help, and then the mindset to receive help. And so I was like, wow, that's cool. So what's a great affirmation? You guys may have some for your that you use yourself. He goes, start your day with an affirmation, the one you're going to use. And if you want to be a part of our group, then just email me, Taria@angelcoaches.org. Because we're doing, as I said, on Tuesday and Thursday, we have a group of women, five powerful women, sometimes more, that we're setting up our goals for our body, for our mind, and for our spirit, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to give you the affirmation that I got today from one of the women in our group. She's amazing, and she gave us an affirmation, and tomorrow we'll get another one. But as I said, when I got off the phone, I was like, when am I going to do the show on tonight? And Michael popped up and said, do it on me on how to work with me. And so one of the things that that I got was, affirmation. And so she put a wonderful one out there to us. And so I'm going to give it to you now. And you guys, if you want to share one with the whole group, then please give me a call. And we're going to look at one that we get for everybody. All right, sorry, I'm like losing my train of thought here. Sorry about that. Okay, give me a second here, and I'm going to give you the affirmation, and you're thinking, Tree, why can't you just send it? Well, I'm looking for it right now. So, okay, here it is. Okay, here's the affirmation. No, that's not it either. What is your favorite one? Okay, hold on, here it is. Okay. Here it is, you guys. I'm so sorry because I thought I had it right available. I'm in charge of how I feel, and today I am choosing happiness. So that was the one that we had for today. I'm in charge of how I feel, and today I'm choosing happiness. That was from Brooke, and she shared that with us. So recapping a little bit, first of all, he helps you with finding all aspects of your life purpose. He also helps with worthiness and self-esteem. So if you're struggling, he said it's always better, this is Michael, saying it's always better to ask for my help with worthiness and self-esteem, because when I'm helping you with how you feel and what you think and how you feel about what you think, and in helping you live in the moment, right? Because most of us are not living in the moment. We, you know, a lot of times we're living in the past of how bad we didn't do something or how bad we feel or why did this person do this to me and all these kind of things. He said that when I can help you with your self-esteem and how you feel and your worthiness, he said, then when you're asking me for, and your vibration goes up, he goes, then when you're asking me for aspects of or helping you with your life purpose, I can do that easier, okay? You're going to be able to receive it easier because you're already raising your vibration. And he said he also helps with energy and vitality. And he said one of the things that was really cool is he said instead of asking for energy and vitality, he goes, why don't you say, hey, train my brain, train my mind so that I can control my body to receive more energy and more vitality. So how cool is that? You know what I mean? And then one of the other things he said is start your day out with an affirmation, because what it does is it prepares you to receive and to accept things. And so I just gave you the one that we use today because I have a group of women that meet on Tuesday and Thursday. It's a mastermind group where we discuss our goals, and we discuss how we're getting there. And I'm so impressed to be a part of this group. And we're real new, and we just started it last week. So the affirmation, each of us take a day, and we're, 5 days a week. So Brooke shared this one with us. I'm in charge of how I feel today, and I am choosing happiness. So anyway, how cool is that? So those are a couple things there as well. Also, if you're having problems with, I told you, with negative energy or negative people being around you, I have a client/friend who just said, "Hey, Michael," and she has a whole meditation room. And Michael, she says, "Michael likes a white candle." Michael's showing me the same thing, but any will work. And she lights a candle and prayed to him and said, "Michael, thank you for helping me with this situation." And she described it to him, "This person is negative, and I'd like to not be around this person, or I'd like to be in a better place around people that are," because Michael's saying, "Not what you don't want. Say, I'd like to be around people that are happy, positive, and so that I can really tap into my own positivity and my own happiness." And when she got back on Monday, moved to the place, and they've been together for quite some time. So it really does work with the meditation and everything. A couple of things before we close the call down, because I knew this was going to be a short one. We have a great speaker on Thursday night, which I'm super excited about, you guys. And I want to share this with you. Angel Coaches is really going to a place of, which my whole dream has always been to create a place where, not a place, but to have a philosophy and a teaching situation where we can show people how to manifest and make things happen in their own life, create the life of their dreams, okay? And I'm so very fortunate because I've been able to work with women that are doing that. I opened a call up with sharing with you about a good friend of mine who has just resigned her job as of today, and she's worked there for years because she wants to live her life, the life of her dreams, which is working spirituality, helping people with energy healing, energy removing energy blocks. And she goes, "I had to remove my own energy blocks," but she's living the life that she wants to live now. And she goes, "I'm so scared." And I go, "I get you are." And I said, "But don't worry, you're going to be a great entrepreneur. You're going to be a great teacher and healer." And so at Angel Coaches, what we're really trying to do, or not trying, but we are actually doing it, is helping people find their place here, helping them find that where they, where they can create the life of their dreams, where they can manifest really quickly. And these women are really doing it. So anyway, that's something that we're doing here, and that's what we really want to perpetuate, and we want to share with people how to do it. Because there's a whole system that we work with to help you become the teacher healer of you that you want to be. And first of all, healing your own life and finding your own self-worth. And, you guys read, and if you haven't read it yet, you should, if you have a moment. Victoria, she is on her last two medications and is coming off of them and has healed her body of Lyme's disease. And that was one of her goals, and she's doing it, done it, and in the process of coming from 14 down to 2, I believe. And she can do it. Anybody can do it, so, which I'm super, super excited about. So that's what we're here to do, is help people find abundance in all areas, and also to help them, manifest the life of their dreams. There you go. The other thing that we're doing too with other angel coaches is we're looking for angels. We're looking for coaches that are women, men that want to be angel coaches, and plugging them in where they can work with people and do their work, on a spiritual level. But as I said, our goal here is to really, really people who are not normal, average, everyday people, how they can create the life of their dreams, okay? And it's not about one person. It's about a group of people. It's not even about a group of people. It's what it is. It's about people taking a philosophy and spreading it out from person to person, neighborhood to neighborhood, city to city, state to state, all the things, until it goes around, Because when we can manifest the life of our dreams and say, oh, I can't do this yet until I make money, until I get a job, right? But that's not really what you want to do. You want to work full time in your spiritual business, and we can show you how to do that, okay? But it takes, what it does is it takes work, and it takes a mind change, and it takes a philosophy that you honor within yourself, and it takes an idea that to find that philosophy, and I promise you, you can do it. So those are a couple things that we're doing. How to work with Archangel Michael really quickly, recapping, because I know some people just joined us, first of all, is you meditate. You can meditate in the morning time or any time, and then he likes white candle, and start your day out with an affirmation. I gave you one already, and because he said when you start your day out with an affirmation, that's wonderful. And then he says to, in a white candle is what he likes, but you can use any. The other thing is that you can call on him in times of trouble. But when you're working with him and you have time and you're calm, ask for him to work with your self-esteem and worthiness first, okay? Because when he's working with your self-esteem and your worthiness, the rest will fall into place easy, too, as well. He said, when your brain and when I'm helping you with your self-esteem, he goes, then you're able to receive information about your life purpose, your soul's purpose, or how to do something. Can you imagine what it's like when you're trying to receive what your life purpose is, but your worthiness is down because of whatever reason, mate problems, life problems, abundance problems, and Michael's here to help you with that. He makes things happen quick, or helps you make things happen quick. He also gives you energy and vitality. With that too as well, he said, but instead of maybe asking me to give you more energy, why don't you ask me to help you, train your mind to train your body to have more energy. Isn't that cool? I think that's amazing. So those are a couple things there. And like I said, Angel Coaches, our philosophy is to really help you guys, and help ourselves first. Help you guys create the life of your dreams, you know what I mean, make things happen, manifest. And if you want to do spiritual work, if you want to do, work with kids, whatever it is that you want to do, we want to help you here at Angel Coaches, okay? So we have a whole system that we're following and we're teaching. And all you got to do is plug in. And I told you about Joy. She's a friend of mine. She just gave up her full-time job to work with Angel Coaches. And she goes, I'm scared. I go, I bet you are. And it takes guts to do that. It takes guts to change a mindset. But if you're still sitting on that book, and if you're still sitting on that song, you're still sitting on that energy block class, or you're still sitting on something because you don't have enough money, it's not about not having enough money. It's about healing the lack within your own life, and then you're going to find a way to get it done, okay? Or if it's because of time, it's about saying, hey, show me how to have more time so I can do my work, okay? So that's something I've been really led to say. And then ask for Archangel Michael's help, okay? So remember I'm saying this is the fourth time, ask him to help you with your worthiness and your self-esteem first. Because when you get that worked on, then you can receive the gifts and the energy that he gives to you from other situations. Okay, you know, whatever it may be with your life purpose, your soul's purpose, or whatever. So, anyway, I hope that helps you guys, and you guys have been wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As usual, you can listen to our show. It's always recorded, and it'll be available within about 5 minutes. I hope you can hear me. Hold on, I'll just check. Okay. And one of the things that we do is you want a direct line to the conference. We do a conference on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. East Coast time, where we have a mastermind group of women, more than able, welcome to join us. But here's the deal. It's at 9 a.m. East Coast time, 605-475-3200. The passcode is 918-787. And if you want to join us on there, We have women from all different walks of life that are doing different things. I think we have someone that, like myself, I'm a runner and I'm running a marathon. We've got another lady on there who is running up walking three flights of stairs, and her goal is to get to the sixth flight of stairs. Because it's about taking care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. So that's there for you guys if you like and want to enjoy that. So that's Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And we do daily affirmations, too, as well. So, the one I gave today from Brooke was, she says, today I'm in charge of, oh, this is beautiful. Let me give it to you guys again. Because Michael said, start your day out with an affirmation. And people were like, well, where can I find an affirmation? Well, go online. You can look there or you can join us on get on our mailing list, and you can get one every morning from Monday through Friday. I'm in charge of how I feel, and today I am choosing happiness. So that's something that she shared with us today. Okay? So those are a couple of things there that you can do. And as I said, we have our show on Tuesday. I mean, we have our call on Tuesday and Thursday. So you guys, please join us if you want. We'd love to have you. And I know that there are people that are coming on. So you know what? I know that Archangel Michael, I'm going to give you a story here. Allie, I'm going to call on you right now because I know you just had a story with Archangel Michael. Hey, what's up there, girl?
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry I'm joining late. I had a little bit of a family emergency, so I just wanted to catch the last bit of the show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I tell you, I've been going on telling people how to tap in and everything like that. And I know that you're a part of our Tuesday, Thursday call, and it's only for 15 or 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, whoever wants to listen in. But here's the deal. When you get on, no negativity. We don't do anything negativity. I'm not working, or this isn't working for me. It's like you can ask a question, how to make it better, but this is not working for me, or, and because I'm saying that because people are going to say, oh, well, but you can join us, but it's all about being upbeat and creating, not bitching and moaning. Right. So,
exactly. No, that's true. Amen.
Yes.
Do you want me to share one of my Michael stories?
Yeah, because I know that you just had one happen not too long ago. So the other day, as a matter of fact, because you guys got hit with a snowstorm. It was really terrible. So what happened?
We did. I live in Atlanta, and we're calling it the Snowmageddon, which is kind of funny, but I'm a director of a preschool in Atlanta, and we called school at 12 o'clock just like the rest of the city did. And the long and the short of it is I sent all my teachers home, and my last child, I stayed, and my last child left at 5 o'clock, and so I got in my car. I live 5 miles from my school. And it took me 3 hours to go 3 miles. And then I finally got within 2.5 miles of my house, and we just were at a standstill because by that point it was almost 9 o'clock at night, and the roads were icing up and people were sliding all over the place because nobody can drive, and there's a ton of hills up here in Atlanta. And the whole time I was in the car, I was praying to Michael for my safety, to keep me protected and just to stay with me and, to help me make the right decisions on what I needed to do. And around 9 o'clock, I just kind of really hadn't moved any more than 20 feet, but I was out in the middle of the road, and I just kept praying and talking to Michael about what I need to do. And at that point, there was just enough of an opening in traffic to where I could actually maneuver my car over to the guardrail. And we were on the street right before a big hill. And so I jockeyed over there, and I was warm, and I dressed warm, and I had water, and I had some food, and I was listening to the radio, and I ended up falling asleep around 10 o'clock, and around midnight, people were abandoning their cars. They were just like, forget this, I'm just going to walk home. And someone had walked past my window and clipped the window, and I was laying there, and of course it woke me up. And I sat there for another 40 minutes, just kept talking to Michael, and he finally just said to me, you need to go home. You're going to be fine. You need to get your briefcase and just go home. And so I hopped out of my car, and I got my briefcase, and I locked up, and I just heard that his voice, and I started walking, and it was slick. It was so icy. And I made the trek 2.5 miles home, and the whole time I was walking, and there was a lot of really random people on the road, and there were some people driving. There was a bunch of idiots out trying to get up hills and stuff. And Michael put people in place as I was walking home. He put the DOT guy in my place to make sure that I had a vest so people could see me, because I had on a dark jacket, and he gave me a vest. And then there was a stick that was laying on the side of the road that would help me get up the hills. And I kept, maneuvering. And then when I got up closer to my house, I never felt scared, and I never felt safe. And there was a couple of times, here I am, a woman in Atlanta at 1:30 in the morning in 17 degrees temperature, and I'm walking by myself, pulling my briefcase. And there were several groups of young men that passed me, and it was almost like I had a presence with me, because they were laughing and carrying on. But then when they passed me, they were like, "Hey," they were like, "Are you okay, ma'am?" And I said, "I'm fine." And then I kept on walking. But in a normal situation, I would have been scared out of my mind. But I wasn't. I felt safe, and I felt that he was with me. And he was with me the whole hour and a half walk to back to my place. I didn't slip.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel scared. I didn't have anything, and I knew that it was him that got me home, and it got me home safe.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's amazing, like, with helping you in situations like that. He really is. But guys, you can also call on him anytime, but in times of trouble, Mother Mary comforts me, or Michael won. That's all good.
Well,
thank
exactly.
Thank you for sharing this story,
yeah.
too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I've seen him. I've actually seen him, Tree, and I think I shared that with you. I'm an avid runner and a walker, just like Tree, and I have a lake that's around right outside my apartment, and I was out early at 6:30 one morning, and I was out running, and I was the only one out there. And, they always say, you really don't want to be out there by yourself, and it was still dark. And I was running, and I was doing my thing, and I had on my headphones, and something told me to stop. And I stopped, and I turned around, and there was this man running toward me, and he was almost luminous, like he was just shining. And it was like he had this light around him, and he had blonde hair and piercing blue eyes, and he ran just right by me, smiled at me, and I'd never seen this man before in my life. He wasn't somebody that I thought, well, I've got a new guy in the complex. And he ran right past me and then came around the corner, and there was a bunch of trees, and then he was gone.
Wow.
And it was, but it was the most serene
glasses.
Yeah.
Big fat dude. He was luminous and shiny. That's amazing. Yeah, so you were really fortunate to see him. So, and she won't share this with you, but I will. Allison, I call her Allie. Allie is like a real good friend of mine. She has been through some changes and tremendous, really, ups and downs, as we all do. And Michael's there to help you. But, guys, remember this. Search Day Out with an Affirmation. If you want to be a part of our group, you are more than welcome. It's at 9 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, after about 15 minutes. But when you come and when you show up, it's not about what's not working. It's about what's working and how do you make it better and those kind of things. And be able to share with the group. It's about giving and receiving. It really is, because when you receive, you teach us all how to give. And when you give, you teach us all how to receive. So it's all good. Anyway, thanks, Allison, for sharing. I so appreciate it. It's like this show was like really unveiling itself as you're going along. So then I was like, thank you guys for listening. You guys, anyway, we have our next show on Thursday night. It's at 8 p.m. East Coast time. We've got a great speaker on there. And then, of course, we have one on Sunday. Let me back up on Thursday at 8 p.m. East Coast. It is a Mind, Body, Spirit show. And what I like to do is have some great stories on there that people that are really, really concentrating on going to the next level with their body. And doing that, you have to have the mind and the spirit lined up. And Allison will tell you that, because we're getting ready to run on Pikes Peak in August, Colorado. And I'm a little bit some retard with my mask on, my altitude mask on then. That's a whole story there.
Sorry.
We're like Darth Vader. No, it's okay. It's okay. You guys want to go to a new level in your body. And as I said, sometimes it's about, like, one of the ladies on the show, you got Allison and I who are avid runners. Some people are just starting their first 5K. Some people are walking. And one of them is she's extremely overweight. But you know what she's doing? She says, I'm going to climb one flight of stairs. And last week she started on her first flight. She's up to her third, and I think there's six or seven flights that she's got to make until she gets to the top. So she's starting. It's one step at a time, and that's what we're teaching everybody to do and how to stay motivated. Yeah, it's cool. So if you want to join us, the number is 605-475-3200, and the passcode is 918-787-POUND. Please send me an email if you want to join us, okay, so I have an idea who's coming on. Tari@angelcoaches.org, or you can hit me up on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And post any comments that you have there or anything you'd like to talk about or your own stories about Michael. And Victoria shared a story, too, as well about how she's healing her body. But Angel Coaches is going to a whole new, not whole new direction, but we're teaching, we want to have the philosophy of teaching everyone how to manifest the life of their dreams. You know, not only, I mean, you can look at people that are in the stars, right? You know what I mean? But imagine everyday normal people that are doing extraordinary things, and that's just the way they are because they're tapped into the divine. And if they can do it, we can do it. If I can do it, Alice can do it. If Alice can do it, anybody can do it. You can do it. And if you can do it, your neighbor can do it, and that's what we're teaching here. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now, and we will see you on Thursday night. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.